Hi, everybody. It's Chris from the WDub Review, and I'm joined by my co-host, Michael. Stacy and Peter have the day off today. I wanted to actually give a little shout out and plug for us at the WDub Review. You and I have been friends for a long time, and before you came on board and joined as a host, you actually were our, I think you were our first supporter on Patreon, if memory serves correctly.
Yep, I believe so. Because as soon as I saw there was content available, extra Dubs content going to be available, I was all about it. Not to mention the fact that I just wanted to support the show that I love so much and brought me so much joy to my life every week.
What we were concerned about was whether or not we could provide enough content. We've been on the air for 1 year and we have 24 shows available. So if you want to hear our spinoff podcast on movies or our unvarnished, unedited comments on everything from the Disneyland brawl to interviews with members of the community, really in depth, like 100 question barrage of interviews, we are patreon.com/thedubs. Hello, welcome to the WDub Review. I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined by the entire crew today. We're going to go around the horn here. Michael Black, Stacy Nyman, Peter Ponacorvo, how are you guys?
Good.
Good.
Fantastic.
Yeah. All good in the hood. Stacy, tell me what you've been doing the last few days. I'm dying to know. I have no idea. I can't relate to you anymore. What's going on in your life?
I've just been hating the snow for the past few days. That's what I've been doing.
You're just a bitter woman. I see
just,
your post.
And there's so many people who love it, even people who live in Chicago. I am not one of those people. I hate it so much with every ounce of my being. Like, even one snowflake falling from the sky, I hate it. I hate it over the holidays. I hate it in November. I hate it in February. And those times we get it in April, I hate it then too. Yeah.
Tell us how you really feel. I mean, seriously. Right,
don't sugarcoat it, Stacey.
It's like such a downer. But Scott has been driving me to work every day, which is so, so, so nice of him, because my neighborhood where I work, which park on the street, and there's no street parking. The snow is literally like up to my waist in some of these parking spots. So it's just crazy. So he's been very nice to drive me to work. So that's been helping my mood a little bit, but.
Well, luckily he's been able to work from home during all of this.
Yes.
Otherwise you would be
I would be driving in it and then just paying for parking on some of the better, I don't even know. Anyway, I don't want to get everybody down with my snow talk, but I hate
it. Well, Michael and Pete, what's your snow accumulation by you guys? How much you got?
I've had some rain recently, but
definite rain. But should we upset Stacy by letting her know you had to turn your air conditioner off, Chris, because it was making too much noise?
Yeah. Oh, she knows exactly about this. So
I feel so sad for you.
This poor woman and most everyone else, I happen to be able to take a chance to come down to Florida. And I happen to like pull the draw four if I was playing Uno, because when I left, it dropped to 7 degrees and 2.5 feet of snow. So I had impeccable timing. But you know what? I'm not that kind of guy. I wouldn't text them several times a day with pictures of Florida or anything like that just to
kind of relate.
But
I'm the only one doing that, really?
Okay, so
I'm sorry. I thought everybody was doing that.
I have.
Chris set me up. He said, "No, here's what we're gonna do. We want to remind Stacy how much she should just move here. We're all gonna send her pictures of what it's like down here, and then apparently I'm the only one doing it." So
I would be there in a heartbeat. It is my husband who, you know, he likes his family.
Throwing him under the bus. Jeez,
he likes his family. You
Didn't
know,
we just determine that he can work from anywhere now? That
I know.
I don't see the problem.
I know. And with my new job, I can find something at a university hospital or something. You know, yeah, that's what I meant. Someplace it would work out just fine. But future, I have to just keep looking forward, one step at a time. So.
There you go. We have a good show today. We have a retro show today. But before we do that, all right, you know how we always talk about what's good in our life. I don't want to skip that because it's like best part of the show for me. Let's do this concisely. Three words. What's good in our life? Can you condense it down to three words? Stacey, you go first.
Oh my gosh, why do I have to go first? let me think for a second. Somebody else go. I need to think for a second.
She hits a pass. She hits a skip.
Thank you. Thank you.
Peter, what do you got?
As long as someone has a reverse after I go, because I have two.
Okay.
Which I know is rare for me. I'm usually like the pessimist in the show.
But what? I'm gonna start with, no one knows that after 285 episodes.
I'm gonna start with promotion starts first.
Yes.
So March 1st, my promotion goes into effect.
Nice.
And the second one is a little less grandiose. Is pitchers, catchers reported.
Nice. First. So, Stacey,
as of the day we are recording, pitchers and catchers have reported for spring training.
Pete, you may have to explain the one to Stacey, you know, so she understands.
It's sports ball.
Sports ball. Yeah.
I don't really need to hear. I don't care. So.
Yeah, I know. That's why I wasn't going to say anything, but Chris made me.
Man. All right, Stacey, back to you.
All right. I'm going to say Valentine's Day out. So Scott and I got to get away for a date
too.
For Valentine's Day. And it was really, really refreshing to be able to just kind of do something kind of normal. So that was really nice.
How was the tap?
It was good. It was good. It was nice. I kind of felt like it was crowded in there. The parking lot was, we had a hard time finding a parking space, but thankfully when we got in, we were just kind of a little bit uncomfortable with it, but our booth was all like so far away from anybody else. And all the booths had plastic between them, like the plexiglass. So we felt safe, but we were ready to back out if we were at a table or something. So, but it was really good. It was nice. It was really nice to be away for a little bit. So.
Nice. Michael, what do you got, brother?
I just got my health. That's right now.
Got my health. Good.
Yep. Got my health. That's all. I woke up this morning. I didn't have a massive headache. I was able to go to work, do my job. Golden.
We're golden. Yeah. All right, Stace. Warm. It's one word for me. I'm going to count no itinerary as hyphened as my second word. And relaxation is my third word. So
I love it. You deserve it.
For all the garbage you guys give me about cheating on the three words game, y'all have adopted my sentiments on it pretty well.
Well, you just got to use hyphen. Hyphen makes everything better, right?
Or you just have to pretend like you can't count like me and then just say as many words as you want and be like, oops, right? That was 17.
all right, here we go. Let's get into our show. Let's do some Disney talk today. So, Michael, you had an idea, and I love it because you – text me a picture, and I said, ooh, we need to explore that further. So explain what we're going to do today.
Okay, so every time I go to the Lakeland Antique Mall, there's this one booth that has old Walt Disney, like Disney magazines. And each time, it's like my little treat. They're like $3. I get one of those to take home so that I always get something and then it doesn't cost too much. But this one in particular talks about the new Walt Disney World. And I thought, I want to know about the new Walt Disney World. Well, it's the new Walt Disney World from 1998, spring of 1998.
Nice.
So I thought we would take a look and see what the new Walt Disney World's like in spring of 98. And, we'll kind of take it from there. All right. Nice. Are you ready? Are you ready to hear what's new?
I couldn't be more excited. Let's do it.
All right. The first what's new at Walt Disney World is Downtown Disney. So we no longer, not only do we have the Marketplace and still Pleasure Island, but we're adding the new West Side. Are we excited? The new West Side.
Yes.
Well, if there was a huge chunk just edited out to where you don't understand what happened.
Clearly, I'm a Southsider anyway. So
you can probably blur those hand signals out. That will make it look even more worse than it is.
Michael, you said something. You mentioned Pleasure Island. So I have memories of like family vacations when I'm like 12 years old, and we go to Downtown Disney, and we're walking around. And there is the sign for Pleasure Island, the big marquee, and it has like the moon guy, right? There's like a moon guy in like the sign somewhere. And I was like, what is that? But it was like getting later in the evening. My parents were like, well, we can't go because – so in my mind, I always thought Pleasure Island was like, what goes on in that crazy location? I need to go there and see it. But
absolutely
sadly
– nothing.
Absolutely nothing is right.
I shouldn't say that. The Adventurers Club was very popular.
Were you ever there, Peter? I was never there.
I was there.
Okay. Stacy, no. Michael, no.
Nope.
Educate me. We need to know what's there.
It was just a bunch of themed nightclubs and bars and like dance clubs. The Adventurers Club. If you've ever heard of anybody referring to a Kungaloosh, was a very popular signature cocktail from the Adventurers Club that unfortunately I didn't get to have when I was there. But, you know, I have been to Adventurers Club once. But, yeah, it was – if you were on a big package, you had access to Pleasure Island as part of your tickets, because this was back when they did, like, the Passport to the World and Keys to the World. So okay. Your ticket was good for the parks, or the parks in the water park, or the parks of water parks and Pleasure Island. And this is when they had like when the dining package was really the dining package, like you ate like a king at every meal.
The dining package back then we got that for our honeymoon, and we had so much money left over, and they would let you purchase things from, like, we got like Cinderella's Royal Table glass mugs and everything, because we had so much money that like you can buy stuff from the restaurant. So we were taking souvenirs, and it was amazing. And we didn't have to pay for it because my in-laws paid for that.
Thanks, it was John, like, and Char. it would like entitle you to souvenirs from certain shops too. Like, right. I know we got my mother-in-law this crystal Mickey Mouse that was sitting on a stack of old film reel canisters, and she still has it in her living room.
Wait, was this the New Year's Eve every day thing? Was this the
Pleasure Island was supposed to be New Year's Eve every day?
Gotcha. Okay.
It didn't really feel
give
like
us the write up. Give us the write up, Michael. Tell us about it.
Well, I'm just letting you know that during the day, you can take in dining restaurants at Pleasure Island for free. But at night from 7 to 2 a.m., it is an entrance charge of $17.95. And that's levied at the gate. But there are two new things. We've got the BET Soundstage Club, and we've got the Wild Horse Saloon. These are two new things. Do either one of those interest you guys? The BET Soundstage Club?
Both.
You know, there's a huge part of me. When I was like 21, 22, I used to love to go to these clubs. I don't know why. I never would dance. I would just be up at the top, you know, like standing and watching everybody else dance. But there's a part of me that feels like I missed out on this Pleasure Island situation. Because
you would go to the clubs and not dance and just sit there and kind of just watch everybody at that point?
There's other reasons to go than just there dancing. And you don't want to. Yeah, you know, that's the way it goes. Okay, moving on. The West Side, which is what we're really excited about. This is the new thing, the West Side. It's going to have
Disney Quest.
That's coming. We're talking about it. It hasn't quite gotten there yet.
98, Pete.
We're excited about it, and we talk about it, but Yeah, that's coming. We've got the Virgin Megastore. That's exciting, which we all know what that is now, right? What?
Gone.
Isn't it Splitsville? Isn't that what Virgin Megastore was?
So?
That area is what it's looking like to me. And then the brand new Cirque du Soleil is coming, which is going to be a Cirque show just for Walt Disney World.
And that's still true. The brand new Cirque is coming.
Yeah, and I think that this Cirque show is going to run for quite a while. I have a feeling.
I think you're right. I think it's going to run
way longer than it should.
Has anybody seen it? Have you seen it?
Longer than it should. And you know, I think we're going to get a new one eventually, but
I never saw La Nuba.
So it's when you're watching the must-dos and you see it and you look at your wife and you say, you know what? That would be really cool. Let's do it the next trip down. And then every time you say the exact same thing over and over and over again.
It's a huge argument in our house because Scott has been wanting to go to that show for forever. I mean, he's like, I'll take one of the kids. I'll go by myself. We could do it like every time. And it was just always like, no, let's not do that. Like for me, I told him, no, we're not spending a night doing this at Cirque du Soleil. And then it closed. And I felt so bad that he wanted to do that so badly. And I was like, no. And so when the next one comes, like, it has to be a priority. I know. I felt so bad. I just have no interest. But he just really wanted to go see it. And I was a horrible, horrible person.
Most people did not have interest, especially after they saw ticket prices.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the thing. That was why it was just going to be him and one other person.
But if they went, it was almost going to be like guaranteed, like it'd be a great experience. Like you'd love the show. Don't you think? I mean, anybody that's listening right now, who saw, you know, La Nuba and did you enjoy it? It reminds me, Lisa dragged me to go see Jesus Christ Superstar, the musical. Have you ever seen it, Stacey?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen it, really?
Yeah.
And I was like, I am going to be completely bored by it. And like when it was over, I said, that is the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life.
So good. Yeah.
You know, so it's so good. So anyways.
Well, there is no such thing as an Andrew Lloyd Webber show that is not good. They're all good. Every single one of them. I remember seeing Evita when I was in high school. I saw Evita and I was just like drawn into the thing the whole time. And then so when it was funny, a little side note here, when Evita came out on the big screen, I was like, I am in, I'm down. And actually went to like the premiere of the thing. So silly. I know. Completely silly. But as far as the La Nuba thing goes and the Cirque show, I think the new one you'll probably enjoy more than the old one. And I think I'm glad that they're bringing the Disney touches into the new show.
If it ever gets open.
Well, I mean, everything's so up in the air. But if it opens the way, you know, that we've seen treatments for.
Yeah.
For sure.
All I know is that it could open at $500 a ticket. And Stacey's going to have to go to this one.
I will. I will take him and we will have so much fun.
Fine.
It's going to be great.
It's going to happen on marathon weekend. That's all.
That will not happen. It will not happen on marathon weekend.
See, that way you don't have to worry about the kids going.
No, no. Marathon weekend is sacred that it will not happen during marathon weekend. Maybe during a family trip. So I've already said no. Already.
Wow. All right. So,
what else happened?
There was a theme park that just opened. Do we know which theme park that is at the new Walt Disney World, 1998?
Is it Animal Kingdom?
Fun spot.
Animal Kingdom. So, that is what's new at Walt Disney World, too. We have a whole new park. What do we think about Animal Kingdom so far?
It's a zoo.
We have zoos in Chicago.
It's a zoo.
I really am curious. What are your thoughts on Animal Kingdom? Each one of you. How about you, Stacey? Start us off.
Like current day? Are you talking about?
Yeah.
I have really grown to like Animal Kingdom a lot. I will say that we went in 99, so it was right after it opened pretty much, and there just wasn't a whole lot there at that point yet. It was like a first trip together and we hadn't really gone much as kids. So it was a brand new experience and we didn't really know any different. So it was fine. But as the years have gone by, I've really grown to like it a lot. It's still not the park that I would, you know, if I only had one day, that's the one I'm going to pick. But I really enjoy it. It's like it's gotten a little part of my heart now. So definitely good.
All right. How about you, Pete?
Yeah, I was there. It was less than a year old because I was there for my honeymoon February of 2000. And kind of the same. There wasn't a whole lot to really hold you there all day. That's changed. Mm-hmm. But is it an... I still find myself hard-pressed to spend an entire day there, like open to close.
I'm just curious, Peter, in the last year, how many times do you think you've been to Animal Kingdom?
Ooh, in the last year?
Yeah.
5 or 6.
Okay, so 5 or 6, but if I would ask you that about Epcot or ask you that about Magic Kingdom, it would be a bit harder to come up with a number, right?
Yeah, no, I would. That number would probably triple or more.
Yeah, and that's what I found with mine. How about you, Chris? What are your thoughts on Animal Kingdom?
You know, I actually completely agree with Stacy. And as you get older, I'm not sure why. I think you gravitate more towards it. I think what I appreciate most is the distance between attractions that feel isolated as opposed to attraction, food cart, attraction, food cart, bathroom, attraction. It doesn't feel that way there. It feels more spread out. And so it's more relaxing. And at nighttime, even before Pandora hit, I thought it was the most beautiful park when you could capture that like 2 hours, like at wintertime, just before it became dark and like right at dusk. I think it's the most beautiful park. At night.
Yeah, it's,
you know, it's not, I so agree. not so the word isn't gaudy because that's the wrong word, but it just had this natural beauty to it,
and it's so well themed. I mean, it's so well, that's like the one of the places where pretty much anywhere you go you can legitimately feel like you're immersed in whatever story that they're trying to tell. It's so well themed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think what happens to me, because I can say that the last year that we had our annual passes, and when we moved, we moved back from Ohio, I didn't go back to Animal Kingdom that entire year. So there was a year that went by. I mean, we would always go, whenever we went, we'd go to Epcot or we would go to Magic Kingdom. Hollywood Studios got a lot of our time because of, you know, Galaxy's Edge there for a little bit. And then the boys really enjoyed Hollywood Studios. But Animal Kingdom, I think what was missing for us is we would go to a lot of special events. We would go to Food and Wine, or we would go to the Eat to the Beat concerts at Epcot. We would get drawn to go to certain things at Magic Kingdom. But we never had anything like that at Animal Kingdom to push us, like to say, hey, come here, other than the actual just park itself. And I agree, the park is beautiful. Whenever I'm there, I absolutely love it. It's the most serene place to be, I think, at Walt Disney World. But I think it's the fact that we never had those things to push us to go to the park. And I think they could actually do some things around that eventually, but maybe they just don't need to. So
yeah, that's a really interesting perspective. I never thought about that in terms of locals, how it would be, you know, interesting to see. I'm sure that they have surveys galore that show, you know, the habits of locals going there. But yeah, I could see that they would maybe choose the other parks. Because when you're on vacation, you have 4 days, you go to all 4 parks. You have 8 days, you hit the parks several times. But for locals, it's like you have 1 day. What are you going to do? Maybe not choose Animal Kingdom.
That's interesting you say that, though, because like, Michael, when was the last time you were asked to do a survey on the way out of a park or the way into a park as a local?
True.
I haven't got caught a lot.
I have not been asked since I moved here.
It seems like it's usually the people that are lugging like strollers and
you gotta smile more, Ponacorvo. You gotta smile more.
Hey, when I'm walking in there, I'm smiling.
Gotcha.
But honestly, like I have not been approached, like even at Disney Springs, I don't get approached for the surveys there either.
Come to think of it, I didn't see a person that was actually taking it the other night or anything along those lines. I saw very few staff members. We actually found a magic band, and we were trying to find a security officer or someone to go and turn it into because we want to try and get it back to that person. It was a Grand Floridian magic band. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, let's just do the right thing. So Troy, if you got it back, you're welcome. Anyways, we had a hard time finding anybody. So yeah, I'm not surprised to hear about the surveys too.
I don't know. And the other thing about Animal Kingdom is, number one, when it's hot, it's hot. It's really hot.
All right, let's explore your statement there. Everyone says Animal Kingdom hot. Let's explore that statement there. No, so
that is a thing.
It's hot.
So okay. So what makes that hotter than any of the other theme parks located 3 miles, 2 miles away from there?
Explain. It's a freaking greenhouse.
It's a bowl. That park is literally a bowl, so the heat gets reflected back into it.
And all the vegetation makes it humid.
Ugh. Even though it has a cooling nature, I'm serious. There is scientific studies that shows it's hotter there than at Epcot up the road.
It is
no,
almost always feel warmer.
No, yes.
Animal Kingdom than any other park.
I'm just serious. This feels like an old wives' tale that's been perpetuated down the hill since 98.
Going to Epcot in the same day.
I have a theory about it, though. I mean, I think that when you go to Epcot, when you go to Magic Kingdom, you are almost always going to indoor attractions. At Animal Kingdom, there's just so much outdoors that you're waiting in a lot of the queues outdoors. It's like you said, it's very spread out. So maybe it also feels hotter because you're spending so much time outside instead of constantly going in for something, going in for, you know, Peter Pan's flight or whatever. You know, you wait outside a little bit, but then you're inside. So the air conditioning probably does play a role in it.
Great, great point. So it's not Baba Yaga telling you stories when you were a little kid about how hot it is. Very good.
We need to be Baba Yagas because for our kids, that's going to be, we're the storytellers, our generation.
There you go. After 98, Michael, in Animal Kingdom, okay, when it opened up, was it a park that sat in your heart that you said, I got to get there immediately to go see it?
Well, I didn't really go much until 2006. And I know that we went the first time we went with Jordan, but I can't really remember much about it. What I do find strange is that when I talk to people who are not big Disney fans, so these are families that are going that know that I'm into Disney, so they come to me for advice or talk to me or whatever. A lot of them, that is their number one park. Like, that's what they want to see. I had someone come to me that said, we have only 3 days. We can only do 3 days. We know we're going to Animal Kingdom and we know we're going to Magic Kingdom. What's the other park that you would do? And in my mind, I'm thinking, if you're going to leave out a park, you're leaving out Animal Kingdom. I don't know why that's always been where my mind has been. But I mean, since Pandora came, I can see more of an emphasis on Animal Kingdom, and since they stay open later, have nighttime shows in theory. But what do you think about, have you found that to where people that aren't really big into Disney, that they really gravitate to Animal Kingdom?
Has a friend going down that just said the same thing, Michael.
Mm-hmm. A nurse friend of mine asked me the other day to help her put together an itinerary. 3 days. They must sees are Avatar and Star Wars. So now she's asking me to pick, I send her to Epcot, my favorite park, or Magic Kingdom, when she's going to be with a 14-year-old cheerleader? Like, that's hard to do.
Yeah.
Because I know she'll enjoy Epcot way more. But
the 14-year-old is, exactly.
To go to Magic Kingdom.
Yeah,
and it's hard to leave Magic Kingdom out. It really is.
That's what I said too. Like, because Missy was saying, no, it's going to be, because they're going to be here in April. So it's going to be Flower and Garden. She's like, how do you tell them to skip Epcot? I was like, because it's her daughter's first trip ever. When someone says, oh, yeah, we went to Disney.
It's true.
you better be able to show them a picture of you in front of the castle.
That's quintessential. That we covered this.
Like, you didn't go to
that Disney. Is true.
Because most people Disney as Magic Kingdom.
It's a great point, Peter. You know what? And it's a point that we wouldn't expect you to say. We would figure you would say, yes, go to Epcot, but you're exactly right. If that's your first time, you go to 14-year-old.
Go to Epcot.
Yeah, but you're right.
In all honesty, I told her, like, hey, if you can swing the park hopper option, do it because you're not going to spend all day at studios. You're just not. There isn't enough open there right now. You're probably not going to spend all day at Animal Kingdom. So use the park hopper option. Go over to Epcot in the evening.
Yeah.
Enjoy Flower and Garden. Hit all the booths. Grab your drinks and whatever and do it that Good way. Mm-hmm. But if she says, nope, we're only doing 3 days and we're only doing one park a day, I have to painfully to myself tell her skip Epcot.
Hmm. Yeah, that is sad. It's almost like you'd want to say, I know you love Avatar, but watch the movie in your resort at the end of the night and go to the other three parks.
Yeah, you know what? Like, she said flat out, must sees are Avatar and Star Wars.
And you know, it doesn't disappoint. Pandora doesn't Avatar, disappoint.
You know, Pandora at night is absolutely gorgeous.
If you can see. You're like,
you know, it's better now. It's better now than it used to be.
Okay, that's good. Because yeah, at first, I mean, it was hard to see. You were trying to get by the bioluminescent,
yeah,
you know, the plants.
It's a bit brighter in there now.
That's good. If you're at your resort, you could stay at the brand new resort, Coronado Springs.
Nice. Peter, how many years you've been married now? When was your honeymoon?
My honeymoon was 2000. We got married in 99.
Wow.
So it was just fairly new.
Yeah. No, it was only open for less than 2 years when we stayed.
Nice.
So we all know I'm a huge fan of Coronado Springs. Always, I mean, it's probably one of my favorites, even with the change and the way things have gone now. I still love it. It's almost like it's aged with me to where it's become more middle-aged now instead of fun and vibrant.
We did too.
What was that comment, Michael? Really nice.
I'm grasping at straws here.
So. Oh my God. That's not Coronado's tagline. It's become middle-aged. It's not fun and vibrant anymore. What the heck? Where did that go?
We're the 4-year-old of the Disney.
Hey, Stacy, remember when Coronado used to go to the nightclubs to drink and stay on the side?
Yeah, now it's just sitting there in its minivan waiting for baseball practice to be over so it can go pick
Come
up
on, the kids.
Dance practice.
Gonna be late for Domino's Pizza. All right.
Well, I'm glad we're ragging on Michael today, but honestly, I love Coronado. I miss when I used to go every month and do those construction updates. Like, that was my favorite thing ever, yeah, was to go just do that. And now, I don't know. It's all gone. It's all done. I don't know what more to do.
Stacy, I used to take phone calls from Michael. And like, oh, I'm driving by Coronado today and getting videos. And like the giddiness and like the happiness in his voice was like, you're doing a construction update. He's like, yes, I'm so excited to go over there and do it. So I do recall.
Yeah, it was just so much fun. And then you would go each time and you'd be like, I know it sounds so silly, but you'd be like, oh, that building was there before. What happened to that building?
It was like watching your child grow up, you know?
And become middle-aged.
Exactly. So Coronado had a child because, you know, it's going through the stages of life, and that was the new building. It all fits together. Okay. It all fits together.
Okay. You know what else is new? Disney is on the high seas now. We have the Disney Cruise Line.
The Big Red Boat. Oh, no.
Yes. Big Red Boat. Disney Magic. Are we all excited about the Disney Magic?
It'll never last.
You think I have a feeling that that they may come out with more ships. I really do. I think bigger, better ships even.
I think they're going to end up with, I'm going to go on a limb here and say they end up with 6 and then that's it.
Do you think they're done after 6?
And they may have to sell a few back temporarily because I'm from the future and I can tell what's going to happen in the future. So, okay.
Oh, goodness. I will tell you that the Disney Cruise Line, we've had this conversation before. I think the price is excessive. I've never seen anything like the price of a Disney cruise in my entire life.
Except for vacation.
But
you've been on a Disney cruise and you were a convert, weren't you?
Well, there's nothing better than that. But, and we had the most fantastic time, and I wish I could get back on it again. I think I'm just a little frustrated by the intense markup that a Disney cruise is. I just don't know how justified it is to be that much higher. When you look at theme parks and you look at Disney, Universal, SeaWorld, Busch Gardens, okay? So let's compare those and say that Disney's Disney, Universal is like Royal Caribbean or Norwegian, and then Carnival is SeaWorld, Italy. Right? If you even look at those prices, Universal and Disney are very comparable. And then it goes down a little bit for your Busch Gardens and SeaWorld. But when you go cruise line, you're talking double. I mean, double what you're talking for another cruise line. So that's when it starts getting a little iffy for me. But people pay it. So What are you going to do?
The Allure of the Seas was exactly half of what it was going to cost me to go on the Disney boat, Michael.
It is exactly half. I know that it's the Disney brand and it's the things that they're offering that get you there, but it's not like they're offering more amenities. It's not like they're offering you drink packages of this and that. I mean, you do get your beverages, but.
But there is a reason why they've got 6 boats. And they're always sold out. And they're the #1 reviewed cruise line in the industry for since 21 years straight. Is it 21 years straight at this point? 22 years straight. So there is a reason. We'll go on one. Maybe not me and you, Michael, but we'll go on one as a family.
I think the two, we've priced it out for our family fairly recently before the pandemic. Scott and I went on our honeymoon in 99, so right after the cruises started, and had a fantastic time. But I do think that as somebody who has been looking into the cruises, Disney, I think a lot of people just love the ease of booking the Disney Cruise Line. Like you book and you know what you're getting with it. Like when I was looking at the other cruise lines, it was so confusing and look, it's only this price, but then, oh wait, you have to add this and this and this and this and this and this and this. And it's like, wait, I forget it. I'm just not going to do it. Like you legitimately have to hire or have a travel agent, I think, help you. If you're going to book those other cruise lines with Disney, I feel like you can just click the button and you're done. And for a lot of people, that convenience and knowing that you're getting what you're getting is the benefit of that too. So, which we can't do. We just decided not to do a cruise. Too expensive.
It's definitely true. And I think also if you're looking as a family and you've got kids that you're going, you know that the Disney brand is safe and you know that there's going to be things on there for the kids to do. You start looking at other cruise lines. I had mentioned to Chris last week or a week and a half ago, I said, this Virgin Voyages, maybe we should talk. And Chris is like, it's 18 and over. They don't allow kids. Well, I didn't, that didn't even cross my mind because I didn't know that things like that even honestly existed. I'm such a family person. But when you start looking at the other ships, that is a concern. Are my kids going to be bored? Are they going to have something to do? And I think Disney offers that, like you're saying, Stacey, that security and knowing that you're going to be okay.
And back in 98, they did the land and sea packages where you could have a 4-day cruise and then have 4 days at Disney World parks.
Yeah, that's what we
did. It was all the same package. They don't do that anymore. That's two separate packages that you have to figure out logistically.
So in the back of my mind, I was thinking, depending on how this summer vacation goes for everybody this year, maybe in a year or two, we talk about taking a cruise, right? But then you start running the numbers of like the Disney cruise, and you're like, it probably won't be a Disney cruise because it just blows people out of the water, you know? So
it might be a cruise over by Gatorland.
Yes. You read my mind.
Not even the airboat, like a rowboat. It'll be Chris's rowboat.
Canoe.
It's like a P-row with one host in each P-row, and everybody just got an oar.
There we go. The sleeping bags.
Oh, goodness.
What else, Michael?
If you see us start to like shift our direction and we start talking about a particular cruise line, you can guess maybe that's where the Dubs Cruise is going to be.
There you go.
We're all of a sudden talking about Royal Caribbean a little more often. That's actually it. The only other thing that is new at Walt Disney World is the Wide World of Sports. Been around about a year. We're excited because the Braves are going to have their spring training at the Wide World of Sports. So that ties into Pete's.
pitchers report today. Except not to Wide World of Sports anymore.
Are they not there anymore?
They're not.
They're not.
Last year was their last year.
Did they go out to Arizona or?
I don't know. I can't keep track of where all the teams go anymore. I remember when they used to be the Cactus League and the Grapefruit League.
Yeah, I don't know where they're located, but it would be insane if they were in Arizona because they literally are in Atlanta. So it would be insane for them to go from east to west at that point. But
why did the White Sox move from Sarasota to Camelback Ranch in Arizona?
Yeah, Stacy's not. Yeah, that's Stacy for sure. I know that was on the top of your. Mm-hmm. You were definitely going to ask that.
Yeah.
I can't explain that. But the trip from Atlanta to Wide World of Sports is, 7 hours by car. So I can't imagine that. But anyways, they kept on renewing a lease, Michael. Like every year, they would get like, okay, fine, this is your last year. Okay, fine, this is your last year. And then eventually, they just were like, okay, this is it. This really is it. You're out. So.
Well, I guess that's my thing then, Stacy, because we've always been talking about going to a Braves spring training game. I guess it's not going to happen.
Well, you can still go to a Braves spring training game. It's just not going to be a Wide World of Sports.
Well, unless it's in Arizona. I don't know where they are. Yeah. Anyway,
Hang on. Wait a minute. Do you know close to you, Detroit Tigers, the New York
that's
Yankees,
a minor league. That's a minor
Toronto
league
Blue Jays,
club.
Philadelphia Phillies, Pittsburgh Pirates, all within 45 minutes of you.
I'm not interested in seeing any of those teams. Sorry.
You're a crumb bum, you know?
Me neither, Michael.
Nah. And, Pete pointed this out, that we've got a Cubs fan, a Cardinals fan, and a Sox fan all on the same podcast.
And a non-sports fan.
Yeah. How we get through the full baseball season, I'll never know. Last year, we had to limit the games to 60.
We're civil. Anyways.
That's all with that, but I do have some trivia questions if y'all are interested.
Cool. Hit us.
Okay. So some of these are extremely easy and some of them are extremely 1998 dated. All right. So this should be very interesting. Which of the 7 Disney theme parks throughout the world is the largest in area?
Animal Kingdom.
That is correct. Stacy nails it. What show did Walt Disney create for General Electric for the 1964 New York World Fair? Yeah, it says Progress Land, but
it becomes the Carousel of Progress. Yeah. So.
All right. So, Chris, you need to get on the board here, man. I know there's kind of a delay because you're on location.
I'm enjoying just watching Stacy answer. I'm good.
Yeah.
All right. What was the original name of the Disneyland attraction that featured caverns filled with colored pools and waterfalls? Crickets.
No idea. And it was on my Disneyland. It was son of a gun. And I was looking at the map. I'm out. But something with nature. Nature's no.
It was called Rainbow Caverns Mine Train.
Gotcha.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, a mine train attraction.
Advantage there because I've never been to Disneyland. So
me either, but I'm asking the question, so I don't need to know.
Yeah, you kind of had the answer in front of you.
Before Beauty and the Beast, Angela Lansbury starred in what Disney film?
Oh, bed knobs and broomsticks.
You got it. You got Pete right in the middle of a cough. So yes. What Disney film was about Lipizzan horses? There's no way I'm pronouncing that right. I've never heard that word ever before.
No, it is. They're dancing is horses.
Lipizzan horses is correct. Is it Black Beauty?
No. It says Miracle of the White Stallions.
Well, never heard of it.
I had to guess Black Beauty 2 as well, Pete.
All right, we're really going back in time here. In the TV series Disney's Doug, where does Doug live?
Oh, Doug Funny, his girlfriend's Patty Mayonnaise.
I love Doug. Lives,
I did too. I watched it. I mean, that was on when I was in high school, and I watched that all the time.
That and Rugrats, like I loved when I was older. I don't know why.
I can't remind. I don't know where he lived.
He lived in Bluffington.
Oh, yes.
All right. Who wrote the music for the final sequence of Fantasia, the 1940 version? Okay, blank faces. It's Schubert. All right. One more. What song from Bambi has the name of the month, a month in its title?
April Flowers, April Showers.
Close enough. We'll give it to you. It's Little April Shower. All right. That's all I got.
Good deal. Good deal. When was your first trip again, Michael? Was 2006?
It was 2000. Well, my first trip was around 94 with my family.
Gotcha.
As a kid. But my first real trip was 2006 with the family.
So. Gotcha. Peter, and yours was, you said, in 2000?
First trip? No, that was my first trip with Missy.
With Missy.
But I had been a couple of times as a kid, too, so.
Stacey, when was your first trip with Scott?
First trip with Scott was 99 for our honeymoon, and I had been once before as a friend of somebody in 95, so that was my first experience. But then we didn't go back until 2008, I think. So.
Yeah, 99 for me too.
It's funny. She was as there in 95 as a guest of a friend, and I was the year I graduated high school. So
it was the year before I graduated.
Yeah, me too, Stacy. 96.
96. Yes.
Yep.
Hey, let's wrap this up. But before we do, I want to circle back to one thing we talked about in the last show, that we are going to be doing a live show on June the 5th. And right now we are still actively looking. And if you can help with any donation, no donation is too small. So if you check our Facebook page or in EdCot, anything is considered because we can make a bundle or a package for it. And it all goes to a great charity. It's called Dave's Ice Cream Social. And it's really spearheaded by Jeremy Murray. He's just a great guy. But we're doing our part to kind of fill in for where COVID's going to deny him his major fundraiser. So if you have anything that you would like to help donate, either monetarily or if you want to send a gift or anything along those lines, check us out on EdCot. We'd certainly appreciate that. So from Florida on location.
In Florida.
Off and Florida.
From Nome, Alaska. Anyways.
It'd be warmer there, listening. I think.
Have a great day, everybody.
See you, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Catch you on the flippity flop.